Julie also spoke, my mind. The only thing I would ask is that it is clear that there's something wrong with the public projection of WBAI to its audience. The fact that they needed to take a third of the days of the year to raise as much money as what we raise in,
40 days.
Well, far less. Less than half. Shows that, and significantly less than what the ratio, less than what it was before, shows that something has happened. Now, I'm not in a position to, I don't listen to WBAI, so what can I say? Except that I do know the parameters of the struggle, and so it is a serious, cultural, racial, and so on, political issue that has to be dealt with. But who can offer solutions?
Thank you.
I don't know if anybody knows, what's the ethnic breakdown of the station? Is it blacks and what are we talking about?
Fairly few Latino
25
folks, pretty much black and white.
Okay, so who is the majority? Is it blacks or is it whites or is it
the entire population?
Yes,
population.
Because we're talking around the
program.
Well, the staff, because the staff. What is it? The staff.
The leadership is African descendant, but the program director and the general manager. I'm not sure. And a great number of the paid staff are too, but I don't know the statistics.
It's a mess.
But what is it race? And if we're talking about race, are we talking about blacks versus whites versus Latinos? What are we talking about?
Hardly any Puerto Ricans.
Okay.
Although that's
So we can say it's blacks and whites. Okay.
Not really.
Yeah, this is kind of an oversimplification of the dynamic there, but it's 9. Now,
okay.
We have people on the stack, but if we are going to get through the rest of the agenda, we would have to now go to listener comment
and then vote.
How many are left on the stack?
If we go to the rest of the stack, we're going to have to call for an extension of time for this agenda item.
And there's no place to...
We only have one motion. So
we only have one motion, that's right. We have no motion on budget or finance.
Don,
we just have
to leave. Is it possible for me to get from Dave or Don the results of that vote?
Oh, yes,
because
of course.
I got the discussion, but if I just get the results of
that,
and also what the listeners' comments.
Okay.
Thank you
very much. All get well. She has a very serious
question. Sit on,
unless there's a motion to extend debate, extend the time on this agenda, we'll go to 15 minutes. Okay, the chair recognizes Margaret.
Yeah, I understand about time, but I don't know about anyone else. I spent a lot of the summer at WBAI. I think it's very important that people really understand who is at threat there in terms of being laid off and some of the things that are behind this. I could talk with people individually, or we could, spend like 1 minute doing it. I just wanted to raise that.
Or you could have a debate, and I would say that I don't know, but I am on the alliance list, and I'm telling you that whatever anyone says, there is another point of view, and I think that this is not the right time if you want to have discussion from the audience, from the listeners, and any kind of a vote. I really think that that is not a fair presenting something in a minute cannot conceivably be a full dimension.
Okay,
point of information.
Well, this is going to have to be the last thing. Then we have to move on.
Does anybody know if any kind of mediative processes have been engaged with WBAI at all?
Because
this is such WBAI is very complex. I'm sympathetic. but a minute would not do it justice. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah, but it's on the agenda.
No, it's
isn't
not.
That why? Why are we discussing it now? Is there something for the P&B meeting?
That is not on the agenda.
Yeah, but the financial part of it is.
Excuse me. You want to select one of these contingency budgets or do something
else. The whole thing
else.
Is about finances.
What do you mean?
Excuse me. Lacking any kind of motion to extend debate, to extend this agenda.
I move to extend it for 10 more minutes.
Okay, now may I ask the maker of the motion what you want to take, where does it come out of?
I'd like to take 3 minutes from the town hall meeting discussion, 5 minutes from the nomination and election of two LSV women. And 3 minutes from the LSP voting on motions.
Did we extend it 5 minutes instead?
Call it 5.
Okay, is there a second to that motion?
Second.
It's moved and seconded that we extend. This takes a 2/3 to, I think, alter the agenda. Without seeing any further discussion, we don't need the call to the question. Those in favor extending 5 minutes, raise your cards or hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? 12. Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. Abstentions? Okay, you got that, Margo. Okay. The motion passes. Now, we can take points of information, but we really have to use this 5 minutes in a very, very...
I want to point out that on the agenda for Nashville, there is no mention of WBAI. That is something that Director Adelson went ahead and, could very well be true, but went ahead and put into a verbal agenda, because it makes me wonder. I'm always wondering, we're looking like... Do we take power away from the station? What's the policy on that? Is this going to be a takeover of... It just doesn't seem right. And I'm wondering if we're really going to be talking about it.
Okay, let me just remind you, and then we'll go ahead with this 5 minutes. The issue is really finances of the foundation. And WBAI is a weak link. There's reasons why it's a weak link. My understanding is that the motion to extend meant that because we were talking about finances and WBAI is really the weak link in the network, people wanted to explore why WBAI is. Now, we're going to hold you to 1 minute, and I think...
Can I respond to your point of information? We're going to be presenting... The LSD did not pass... their budget.
Okay,
the P&B is going to be presented with 3 budgets, David, among which we're going to choose.
Yeah.
All right, David, the chair recognizes you. Go ahead.
Now what I have to say, which is the rent has been high what it is for several years now. Gary, dip in fundraising per day happened before Gary Noll boycotted. So there are some structural problems. Now, I think that Bernard White, on the Gary Noll point, he's making a decision which I think takes guts to make because the guy's a fundraising gorilla, and he's making it for other reasons. So, I think on that point, I have to say I think that takes a lot of courage for him to do that. But I don't agree with the statement that it's the rent, and I don't agree with the statement that it's Gary Noll. There are other things. The question is, what are we going to do now? Because we're not going to be dealing with any of those things. That station has to work it out. We've allotted funding at the national level for them to have mediation help. The question is, what should we do in terms of authorizing a budget? If we give them the high budget and they don't make it, what starts to happen? If we restrict the low budget, what starts to happen? If that intermediate budget is too high, what do we do?
Thank you. The chair recognizes Margaret Prescott.
Yeah, I just wanted to weigh in a bit on this because during the summer, many of you know, was on the road traveling and spent quite a lot of time at BAI, doing shows from BAI and talking with people at BAI. I'm not going to pretend that I fully understand the complexity of the situation, but I can tell you what the word is on the ground, at least down in the neighborhoods. And also with talking with some of the people from BAI, that Marie's question is not unimportant because there is a racial component on this. A lot of the people who are under threat are people of color. There is a racial division going on. And a lot of times when we look at finances, we think that it's about finances, but there's something else behind it. And I think we have to keep our eyes open to that and not be naive to think that all we're talking about are finances here. I also think we have to look at the situation of New York City as a whole. 50% of black men in New York City are unemployed, okay? I mean, you had S11, there's a whole thing going on in this city that I just can't even explain to you right now, that I think also has a tremendous impact with what is happening at BAI. So when you're discussing finances, there's more to it than that. And I also think that those of us in the rest of the network do have some responsibility to everyone in the network, and it can't be looked at they're poor and we're rich, so they could go fundamentally screw themselves.
Good point. Leslie.
I would like to, if it's appropriate,
that's
to make a motion.
Good.
And that is that our directors approve either of the management budget, either the low budget or the bare bones budget, not either the high budget or the bare bones budget, either one's proposed by management, and that they instruct the national office to assist WBAI with securing a less expensive facility and increasing fundraising.
I'd like to call myself.
Okay. There's a motion. Second.
Yes.
Second.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
Yeah, no, thank you for the second after that. And then picking up on Julie says, it is somewhat patently absurd that any Pacifica station is housed where BA has housed, given its rent. It is a significant
Wall
issue.
Street.
It's it must be a I don't know the details. I understand it's skyrocketed. And everybody why it's skyrocketed because of its location. So it would seem that some kind of exploratory committee of the PND is searching for a new location that the BAI is going.
Point of procedure.
Yes.
It is now 9:15. We want 15 minutes of public comment before we vote on either of these two motions to instruct our directors what to do.
We have to have a half hour total.
15 minutes and then 15 minutes later.
That's right.
I suggest we go right now to public comment.
I second that.
Vote
I second
on
that.
These, and then vote on these two motions and move to the other items on the agenda.
Okay.
Yes.
I second.
I'm the only one. I'm just going to say one thing before we do that, because I was on the stack. There is a conflict between the LSD at WBAI and the general manager. So before this board votes on how we should instruct our directors, I think we need to know why the LSD is, in a sense, passing a budget which it appears the general manager of WBAI is not accepting. It's very complex, and I think we're not giving this issue enough time. Okay, let's go to public comment. The first speaker, and let's now yeah, you have the list, and is it for yeah, is
1 minute.
1 minute?
And there are two motions that people were trying to speak.
Yeah, there are two motions which you've heard.
I guess it's
my name is John Winger. My comment is this, just 2 points. With regard to the programming director, I strongly urge you to postpone and even if possible, oppose the creation of a programming director. The fact is, you should use distributed decision processes. You should be a bottoms-up network. There's a massive problem with centralization of power in the United States of America, and you're seeing it within Pacifica, and they're taking your power away from you. And to that end, I strongly recommend that you look very severely on the ED, Dan Coughlin. Dan Coughlin, all throughout the term of the IPNB and throughout this last year, has been proposing hiring more people at the central office. They are taking our money, what used to be 19% of our money, went to National. And what is the value you get from National? You get some people up top to tell you how to do your jobs. That's patently absurd. I agree with the remarks, particularly of Harrison and Leslie, but generally all the people who spoke against the programming director, I agree with all those remarks, and I strongly urge you find another executive director who is not proposing more centralization power by more national offices.
Thank you very much.